You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You can sit at home for 2 days and get depressed. No, you didn't hear me. You can have a Mercedes in the driveway. Come on, somebody. A swimming pool on the ground in the backyard. A boat on the side of the house. A race car in the garage. And still be miserable and depressed. Because you've isolated yourself out of the fellowship from the saints. And you've put all your success based on what this world can offer you. Rather than letting God add it to you as an experience. We've got this thing that's really propagated in the United States of America that the major mission of the church is to focus on getting people saved. We teach that a lot in the church today. If we can get them saved, then we did our job. Let me just put another little notch in my gospel belt. Come on. And we got little marks on the walls, sinner with a little X over it. They was on their way to hell, but not no more. Thank God for me. Y'all all right? I'm going to talk about some stuff that might drive a little bit of you crazy, but it's going to be okay, I promise. And if you'll tune into it, it'll change your life today. Amen? You say, Pastor, how you know it drives people crazy? Because people tell me all the time on Facebook, I'm driving them crazy. I get the messages. It's all right. It makes me want to drive them more crazy. I'm just like that. What's wrong with me? So really, realistically, we're part of a church culture where the major focus of what we're doing is trying to get people saved. If we can get them saved, get them baptized in water, then we've done our job. Listen to me, that's not in your Bible. That's not the mission of the church. Come on, amen? It's not the entire focus of what church life should be. How many found out that when you prayed a sinner's prayer, you got born again, then you had a whole lot of life left to live after that? And it still wasn't, and everything didn't turn up daisies, did it? Matter of fact, when you gave your heart to the Lord, the devil just got mad and put some really ornery people in your life. All them people that you thought loved you, you started talking about Jesus, and the next thing you know, man, they're spreading all kind of fake news about you. So watch this. If you want to go to heaven when you die, there's only one way to get there. That's through Jesus. Everybody say that's through Jesus. There are not multiple ways to heaven. There's not no certain kind of prayer you have to say to get to heaven. It's only through Jesus. Somebody help me say that's the only way. There's one way. People get born again. That is part of the gospel message. Amen. But it is not the entire focus. It's the entry point into what God wants to do in every individual's life in here and what God wants to corporately do in the expression of his church to the world. John 10:9, Jesus said this. He said, I am the door. That's what he said. He said, I am the door. Anyone who enters by me, they will be saved. They will go in and they will go out and they will find. He says they go in and out. They will go in and they will go out and they will find pasture. In other words, they will find all the nurture they need, all the love they need, all the satisfaction they need in order to live their life as long as they're going in and out through me. Because I'm the door. Come on, amen. But don't miss my point. Jesus said, I am the door. Come on, everybody, say it out loud. I am the door. How many know if somebody came to your front door, how many know they haven't been through your whole house? Come on, amen. If somebody came out to hang out with you at your house and all they did is stand in the front door, you'd look at them and you say, well, just come on in. And they look back at you and say, no, I came to see you. I don't want to come in your house. I just want to stand here right here at the door and let's have some fellowship. Wouldn't that be weird? Come on, amen. You say, no, come on in. Come on in. I got a family room. I got a dining room. I got a kitchen. Come on in. We can sit on my back porch and we can just sit on the back porch and no, I'll just stand here at the door. It's as far as I'm going with this thing. I ain't going no further than the door. See, what happens in church life is we don't understand a different mindset because we think when we get born again, then I've experienced all there is to experience in the kingdom of God. But Jesus made this very plain. He said, no, that's not true. I am the door. What do you mean you're the door? I'm the doorway into everything that you need for your life. I'm the entry point into your destiny. I'm the entry point into your purpose. Once you go through me, then everything in your life begins to get revealed to you, and you will begin to experience things in your life that you never thought possible before. But you got to go in and out the door. Somebody say, he's the door. Amen? And he said, you come through me in and out, and you enjoy the pastures. In other words, I'm the way. John 14:6 says this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except by me. He's not just talking about going to heaven when you die. He's talking about the kingdom of God now in your life. Now you think about these scriptures. We got this thing so twisted up, and it's so black and white. You know the scripture, it says this. This is something, a lot of churches, you can't teach this in a church because they think you're a heretic. But you know in Galatians where he says, don't be fooled. God's not going to be mocked. Neither the adulterer, the homosexual, the murderer, the liar shall inherit the kingdom of God. Doesn't it say that? Everybody goes, ooh. If you tell a lie, you can't go to heaven. If you're gay, you can't go to heaven. If you're having sex outside of marriage, you can't go to heaven. You can't inherit the kingdom. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the kingdom of God that is at hand. that is here and now. In other words, if you're not hitting the bullseye of your life, you cannot walk in the inheritance of the kingdom of God in your life. You can't inherit it in your everyday life. And it will keep you from your destiny. In other words, if you're drinking all the time and you're drunk all the time, you can't get in and out the door. If you're cheating on your wife, you can't get in and out the door. You might be standing at the door, but you can't get into everything else that God's got for you in the door. Because there's an inheritance. Now, how many of you know there's a big difference between an inheritance and a season? There's a big difference between an inheritance and a harvest. Because to get a harvest, you got to sow. But to get an inheritance, you got to believe. Harvest only comes sometimes through the year. Inheritance is all the time. Because once you step through the door, let me give you a few things today and we're going to get out of here. Number one, the greatest tragedy in life is not death. But it's life that's been lived without a purpose. The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but it's life that has been lived without a purpose. To live without purpose means I never reach my potential. And I live with unfulfilled dreams in my life. You know, when that happens, it means we live a lie. I can't tell you how many people have bought into a lie and live their whole entire life with a mistaken identity, never understanding the purposes of God for their life, and think that the life they are living is the life that was planned for them, and they've been deceived. All wrapped up in an agenda or a movement. Come on, somebody help me. A business culture. And all the while, God said, no, your life was meant for something more. You think that your life you're living is the dream. It's not. Because it's not lived unto me. Most of the time it's lived unto a selfish desire. Or what we interpret to be true about ourselves that's based on a lie. Is that too much for y'all? Y'all all right? Listen, I know I'm going to mess you up right now, but listen to me. Jesus didn't just come to die on a cross to get you into heaven. Jesus came to give you permission to succeed in life. Jesus came so you don't have to fail at life. You don't have to let life run you over. In other words, you don't have to live in bondage. You don't have to live in addiction. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in a lie. You don't have to live miserable. You don't have to live depressed. You don't have to, come on somebody, you don't have to live bipolar. You can live free. See, success comes in our natural life. And one of the primary ways that God puts the success in our life is what we were reading in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. It said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship. Everybody say fellowship. And the breaking of bread and in prayers. Listen, your significance is the ultimate goal that you reach in this life in earth. Your significance comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been adopted into the family. It's by him we cry, Abba, Father. I am significant now. I am the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That's my significance. But the successes of your life come through a corporate anointing. That's why God gave us a church. Because you were not meant to live in isolation. Hey folks, I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? Mytruthchurch.com, click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again. Listen, it took Moses, a deliverer, one single person, and the power of God to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. It took God 40 years to get Egypt out of the children of Israel while they were in the wilderness. Then it took, the Bible says, it took Joshua and a team of men to get them into the promise. See, your promise is always going to be connected to who you have relationship with. Because nobody can inherit a promise in isolation. Watch this. Romans 5:17 says this. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one. Who's he talking about there? He's talking about Adam. We talked a little bit about this last week on Wednesday night. Who was given dominion and authority over the earth to the point he named the animals. That's a job. Huh? If somebody had to name all the animals in the United States of America, that would be a cabinet position at the White House. Secretary of Animal Names. Huh? And then they'd be trying to vote you in and vote you out. And somebody says, well, no, we don't want to call that a lion. That's a tiger. We're not going with you. We're going with somebody else. Right? I mean, that's a job. That is a big job, naming all the animals. Amen? And this is what God said to Adam. He said, you have complete authority over this planet, even to the point that whatever you call something, that's what it will be. Isn't that cool? Look at that thing. You got a big old, I'm going to call you a beaver. And now you know 6,000 years, beaver. Come on, help me somebody. Whatever you call the thing, amen? Because he put them there in the image and in the likeness of God. And he said, you are my representative, Adam. You are my manager of the garden. You are my steward of this garden. And when Adam disobeyed God and disobeyed God's command and he ate of the tree that he wasn't supposed to, at that moment, watch this, he didn't lose the planet because he didn't ever own the planet. Come on, amen? And God didn't put him there to find out how much stuff he could own. He put him there to find out how much stuff he could manage. He lost his stewardship. He lost his responsibility. Amen? I mean, it's really not about ownership at all. Amen? It's about stewardship. You say, well, I own my business. Do you? How are they going to fit that in a coffin with you when you go? Huh? Even if you leave a will and leave all your riches and all your glory to your dog and cat, they still can't take it with them wherever they go. It's staying right here. It's going to be consumed here or it's going to stay here. Come on, amen. But it ain't leaving here, amen. Come on, amen. Even your children, they're not really your children. They belong to God, and God gave you a mandate to steward and manage your children and raise them in the Lord. That's why there's going to be a lot of parents on Judgment Day, and I'm going to say, what happened to you? I gave you all these kids to take care of, and you abused them. I gave you responsibility for these children. Come on, somebody. It's about stewardship. Listen, that's really why a lot of people just don't have victory in their life at all. They don't know how to steward. It's not because there's a God there's a God up there that loves them. God loves them. It's not because the devil's too big. It's because they won't manage their life for God. Amen? They don't take responsibility for the things that God has given them. The principles laid out for believers, and these principles, if they're not lived by, then everybody ends up living in isolation. Now, like I said last week, you can be in a room with 1,000 people and still be in isolation. Come on, somebody. That's why we have our house here. That's why Truth Church is an expression of God's love through relationship. And this is what I'm trying to get across to us over this series for the last couple of months. That's the expression of what God wants to do in this house. He wants us to have relationship, a relationship of love. That's why we love babies, and we love children, and we love our house, and we love the school, and we love our kids, and we love people, because out of those relationships is what we build life on, and out of that life comes an expression of our Father's love. Come on, is everybody all right? Listen to me. Your destiny is always going to be birthed through who you're connected to. Every opportunity that comes to your life is coming from somebody or somewhere. It don't just happen. Come on, somebody, huh? Destiny is never birthed in isolation. You know what's birthed in isolation? Depression. Self-absorption. The nobody loves me camp. I don't know why nobody won't call me. Well, nobody don't even know who you are. You won't come to church. Of course, that's nobody here today because you're all here. Praise the Lord. Amen. You say, well, what about Jesus? Jesus, I mean, that was Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. He went to the cross by himself. Well, how many know Jesus wouldn't have got nothing done without the disciples? He almost didn't get nothing done with the disciples. I'm not kidding. I mean, here's Jesus. He's dying on the cross. All of them are gone except one. And the one that was left was the youngest one. And Jesus was more worried about him than he was about Jesus. I mean, Jesus looked down at John down there with his mom, and he said, Mama, you're going to have to watch out for him. Mary, your son. Son, your mama. He's more worried about John than they were worried about him on the cross. And then when he died on the cross for 2 days, they didn't go around talking about how great the gospel of Jesus Christ was. They were out there throwing nets and fishing when it's all over. Boy, did we miss it. How did we miss that? We must be the dumbest guys alive for 3 years walking around with that guy. Now he's dead. We thought he was going to be the king. But when he resurrected from the dead and they got the revelation that he resurrected from the dead, come on, somebody. How many know through those 12, through the 12 and the Apostle Paul and everybody else that was added on that day in Acts chapter 2, verse 40 through 42, in one day 3,000 were added, another day 5,000, and the gospel began to spread through relationships of people that knew how to love each other. They broke bread together. They prayed together. They hung out together. They loved on each other, and they practiced the Apostles' Creed. That's the mechanism for destiny. Because I want to declare to you today that your destiny is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. It ain't found at your job. You are not your job. You are not your car. You're not your house. You're not your career. You are who God made you to be. And you will find your destiny being connected to other believers. Otherwise, you just keep living life and life will pass you by. Ooh, I feel good. All of our destinies depend on each other. And see, what this is the key, man. When one's down, we can lift them up. When one's out, we can bring them back in. We learn how to be Jesus to each other. John 13:35 says this, by this, in other words, the primary way the world is going to know who we are will be because of what I'm about to share with you right now. It's not about the church that you go to. It's not about the job that you have. It's not how you dress. It's not how you carry yourself. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's not even the version of the Bible you use. Thus saith the Lord, thou God Almightiest. I know some churches, if you don't read that Bible, you can't come. Come on. It ain't about what Bible college you went to. He said, this is how people are going to know you. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.